Praise you, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. Oh, there's such a sweet presence, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for manifesting yourself among us tonight. You're so wonderful. We love you so much. We thank you and praise you and bless you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray over our offering tonight. Open the eyes of our understanding, Holy Spirit, concerning heavenly economics and how the kingdom works, so that we can be a further blessing to the body of Christ. And we praise you and we thank you. We bless you tonight. Oh. Oh, my. If you can't get joy in this kind of an atmosphere, you really need help, you know it? The Lord said, I mentioned this already once, but I want to say it to you again. I was proofing the new 2018 calendar, and we had changed some of the, you know, some of the pictures and stuff on it, and it was the final look at it, and you're really gonna like it too. It's nice. And I looked at it and I heard the Lord say this: 2018 is the year of the Holy Ghost and fire. And he said, the big 18 for 2018. 9 fruit of the Spirit and 9 gifts of the Spirit. We haven't been talking enough about the fruit of the Spirit. See, it's love, joy. Love, joy. James chapter 1, he said, count it all joy when you fall into tests and temptations and trials. How can I count a thing? He didn't say it was joy. He said, count it as joy. Why? Because I'm going to win this. Count it as joy. Now, I won't take time out of what the Lord's told me to do, except for just a moment here to show you something. Practice makes perfect, right? What you do all the time, you do most of the time. And what you do and say all the time is what you'll do and say all the time. Even when you don't want to. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And if you're practicing anger, which I did for so many years of my life, you practice anger, it's right here. I mean, the first little thing happens, you get mad and throw something at it. Amen. Yeah, I've thrown my wrench plumb across the garage before. Now, how stupid is that? Extremely. That's stupid in the extreme. Yeah. Amen. Well, if you begin to practice love all the time, whether you feel like it or not, if you begin to practice putting a smile on your face when you'd rather frown than to do anything in the world, somebody says, don't you know that by his stripes you were healed? I know the Bible says that. I know the Bible is as good as you do, dummy. No, you don't. You may have read it, but you don't know it. Because the Bible is God. If you knew him, you wouldn't be acting like that. Thank you, sir. Yeah, amen. And you continue to cast the whole of your care over on him. Just keep it there all the time. Finally, I woke up and went before the Lord. In fact, Gloria and I did 2 weeks broadcast on this. And took communion and cast the whole of our care over on him once and for all. And we said, Father, in the name of Jesus, with your help and your grace, we will never let the sun go down on a care or worry again hereafter forever. Well, there's times I've had to repent from that and get right back on again. No. And each time it gets a little longer between times. And you get to where you just, some people say, you're just living in denial. Yes, ain't it wonderful? I deny that stuff the right to have anything to do with me. Amen. I refuse to worry. Amen. Now, I learned that from Brother Hagin. He promised God that he would never worry again. Never. And because, you know, he was raised up from a deathbed. He was supposed to have been dead several months before he got healed. And God raised him up. And he said, Miss Aretha said to him one night, said, you wouldn't worry if me and both the kids died. He said, what in the world would the use of me worrying then? Ow! She said, it made her so mad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Turn to 2 Corinthians, please. We'll receive our evening offering. Hallelujah. Chapter 8. Love, joy. Practice joy. How do you practice joy? Well, joy is not a feeling. Now, it can produce a feeling, of course. Amen. But joy is your strength. Listen to me. Are you listening? Hey! If you're weak, you're low on joy. You can be so tired. You can be like me and be 81 years old and tired. You're low on your joy. Or 21 years old, low on your joy. If you're born again, you've got joy. Love, joy, peace. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Love, joy. Joy lasts. He filled our mouths with laughter and our feet with dancing. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha. Read this second psalm. The Lord's got something going on here, so I'm just going to follow his lead. Psalm 2. Verse Verse 4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them or laugh them into derision. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If we sit with him, we can laugh with him. Whether you feel like laughing or not, count it all joy. Ha, 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 devil. Ha, 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 ha. I have a measure of the God kind of faith in me. I have the same kind of faith in me, a measure of it, that created the heaven and the earth. Jesus is my blood brother. Ha, ha, ha. Ha. It goes for your cat, too. Now, you just start doing that. You just start walking around. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Ha, 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 Amen. Ha, 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 ha. Learn to do this. Learn to do this when you feel your absolute worst. Learn to do this. It'll strengthen you. It'll strengthen you. Let the weak say, I am strong. Ha, ha, ha. Because you don't have to be grinning and bubbling for it to the joy of the Lord to come up and strengthen you. Because you're joying by faith, not by feelings. Counting it all joy. Brother Hagin was doing that. He said he had some alarming heart symptoms one night. He said he just started laughing, ha, ha, ha. He said I was literally doing this, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. And he said, I just kept on and kept on. And he said, finally, the devil said, what are you laughing about? He said, I'm laughing at you. Ha, ha, ha. He said, what you laughing at me for? He said, I'm laughing at you because you just got through saying I would not get my healing. He said, that's right. You're not going to get it. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. He just kept on and kept on. And finally he said, what are you laughing at? He said, I told you I'm laughing at you. What are you laughing at me for? Because you said I wasn't going to get my healing. That's right. You're not going to get your healing. He said, ha, 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 Mr. Devil. I don't have to get it. Jesus got it for me 2,000 years ago, and I have it. And he said the devil just packed up his symptoms and got out. Oh, we got so much to learn. Oh my! But I'll tell you what, I'm eager, aren't you? But you have to act on it. It's easy in here. But take this home with you. Practice, 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 practice what? Practice joy. Just walk up to the mirror and practice. Oh yeah. Have you found 2 Corinthians 8 yet? Well, go there right now, please. Thank you, Lord. Moreover, brethren, we do you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Now, I want to read this to you from the Amplified Translation. This is the Amplified Classic, not this new one. Something ain't broke, don't fix it. We want to tell you further, brethren, about the grace, the favor, and spiritual blessing of God, which has been evident in the churches of Macedonia, arousing in them the desire to give. Make a note of that somewhere in your Bible or someplace. Now let's read that again. Moreover, brethren, we do you to know of the grace, say grace, the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, arousing in them the desire to give. Grace aroused in them a desire to give. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power or ability, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. These people are in deep poverty. Now, there is a general consensus or idea, particularly in the world, and I'm sad to say in most carnal-minded Christian, sweet people, they just don't know anything about the laws of sowing and reaping. Don't read the Bible much. Just listen to whatever pastors or teachers say to them. Brother Copeland, you don't expect a poor man to tithe, do you? After all, he's on food stamps now. Well, start tithing the food stamps.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God.
That's the truth.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I just don't understand that. Can you hear the grace aroused in them in their deep poverty? May I add my own phrase here, please? So that they rise up and sow their way out of that mess. And there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. They really, the word there is beg. They begged him, let us give in this thing. It doesn't say it, but I really sense that they were in such dire straits that it put pressure on him for them to give anything. I mean, they're hurting, brother. There is a famine in the land. But you know, Jesus, the poorest woman in the temple, poor widowed woman, only had two mites left to her name. And he did not say, oh, now come on, baby, this is all you got. Well, if that's all she had, I mean, hey, come on, she can't live on two mites. You going to take away her seed? But you can see how the religious mind, and of course the natural mind, people don't understand that, can think that's terrible. Take that woman's last two pennies. What's the matter with you? Ain't that just like a preacher? They didn't know he's the Son of God. But he said she gave the biggest offering in the place. And if you know the spiritual law behind it, she gave more than all of them put together. Now let me show you how heaven economy works. We had our partner service tomorrow. Oh, I strongly suggest you get the DVDs of this morning service and load it down in your iPad, iPhone. I mean, anything you've got to take it, load it. Because you need to watch it over and over again. I don't know if the Lord just kept taking me off. I preached things in here this morning. I mentioned some things in here this morning that I've never mentioned before. It was a nice service. I could have still been standing here. They had to catch me by the collar and say, Brother Copeland, come. Of course, I'm exaggerating a little bit. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Let's say, for instance, you're a partner. And God told you to sow $10 a month, $10 a month, $10 a month, $10 a month. Jesus said, anyone gives my sake in the gospel shall receive in this life 100-fold, and in the life to come eternal life. Okay, 100-fold would be what? On $10. So that would be then 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. Wrong. They all sowed in obedience into partnership. Not just with me and Gloria in this ministry, but with Jesus. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's 40, right? So he's receiving 100-fold on 40. She's receiving 100-fold on 40. And she's... That ain't the way they do it in school, but that's the way they do it in heaven. Huh? Brother Coburn, I don't believe that. Well, you won't ever be bothered with it, so just forget it. So you can see why The little poor widow became the richest woman in the room. Oh, I can hardly wait to get to heaven and find out what happened to her. Oh, glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. So, remember now, there's famine, deep poverty, a lot of problems here. Praying us with much entreaty, or begging us, one translation said, that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship, our partnership in the ministering to the saints. They want to be partners in this. This they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Now, look at verse 7. Therefore, as you... Now, see, he's telling them. He's telling the church at Corinth what happened in Macedonia, what was going on in Philippi in Macedonia. This famine that had hit the land, a terrible, horrible stuff. Verse 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, now notice the word thing in is in italics. It was added. So let's take it out. Therefore, as you abound in every faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, or love for the ministry. Now there's five graces. They're abounding in it at Corinth. They're abounding in it. See that you abound in this grace also. Verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. Now wait a minute. Whoa. Was he poor in his earthly ministry? Absolutely not. Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus tithe? Yes. Absolutely. How could he have been poor? Poor men, particularly preachers, do not need a treasurer. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, oh man. You remember what Yogi Berra said? When you come to the fork of the road, take it. Well, I'm at the fork of the road, and I don't know which way to go. Oh, could I make steeper? Come on, help me. Come on. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So when did he become poor? At the cross. He bore the curse. Curse is threefold. Spiritual death. Remember when you were dead in your sins? Mm-hmm. Spiritual death. Sickness. Poverty and debt. The curse, threefold. Redemption is threefold. Jesus bore the curse. Now he is our Savior. Mm-hmm. He is our healer. And he is our Melchizedek. He is our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. And 7th chapter of the book of Hebrews said, here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed he liveth forever. Glory to God. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. That'll get you joy cooking. Amen. Now then, let me read this to you very carefully. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became as poor as we are, that us through his poverty, what he did on the cross, might become as rich as he is. Say, R-I-C-H. That is a Bible word. Thank you very much. 6th chapter, 1 Timothy. Remember that? Tell those that are rich. R-I-C-H, rich. Tell those that are rich in this world, sell everything they got and burn everything they can't get away. No. Tell them not to be high-minded and ready to distribute. Being generous and ready to distribute. How many of you were here this afternoon? Did you hear Brother George talking about that? Laying up in store in your heavenly account, laying up for the time when you need to lay hold on eternal life. Amen. In other words, you've got a storehouse. You're rich in the eyes of God. I told Glory, I found out that the blessing of Abraham has come on us. Whoa. And I thought, you know what? I need to find out what happened to Abraham. Because see, when I got there, I was a scripturally illiterate. You know, I'm finding out these things. And I got over there and I thought, I got so excited. I'm running around the room. I ran and I said, Gloria, we're rich now. This ain't nothing but a matter of time. We didn't have enough money to get out of sight. I mean it. $24,000 in bad debt. She said she married me in my notes. Well, you don't think I told her about all that before we got married, did you? I might be dumb. I ain't that dumb. $24,000 in 1967 is $240,000 now. How'd you like to have some of that debt going into the ministry? And we were debt free in 11 months.
Praise God.
Just believing and sowing. Believing and sowing. Amen. 1967. She and I haven't been in debt since. Not going in debt neither. Debt-free ministry. Hallelujah. And we did it with this. Now, Abraham, when the famine came, went to Egypt. Now, he was just learning how to walk by faith. Nobody was living in like that. Nobody was walking in faith. He's the father of our faith.
That's right. Amen.
The blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles. That's what I'm talking about there. But he went to Egypt. The famine came, and Isaac started to go to Egypt. God appeared to him and said, no, don't do that. You stay here. See, he's got a lifetime of faith that his father taught him. He's the one that was tied to the bundle. And his dad was about to sacrifice him. Oh, I wish I had time to get into that tonight. Oh, I love it. Hallelujah. The Lord said, no, you stay here. I want you to sow in this famine. Now, he got in there, and as he's obeying God, he'd dig a well. It's in famine now. And they'd come take it away from him. So he'd dig another one. They'd hit water, and they'd come take it away from him. That's what God planned for him to do. Yeah. And he dug another one, and they took it away from him. And I mean, he is prospering, so. He is prospering. So sometime, get you a copy of the Chumash. This is the translation of the Jewish commentaries on the first five books of the law. And you find a lot of information in there that us Gentiles don't know nothing. We're not Gentiles anymore, but we raised like them. Gentiles is somebody don't know God. But hey, you learn things in there that you just won't find anywhere else. And here's what Jewish history declares. That his estate during that time got bigger than the king's. It says he waxed wealthier, and one translation said he got wealthier and wealthier and still wealthier still. Well, that kind of ticked Abimelech off. Well, what is this? Turn over. Let's go to the book of Exodus. I don't know. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, where are we here? All right. Where is it, George? What?
26:12.
Yeah, that's what I started to say. Thank you. I had the 34th chapter on my mind. No, that ain't it. Genesis 26. Like I did not say. I had Exodus 34:10 on my mind. All right.
Isaac sowed in that land. Now, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very wealthy indeed, one translation says. Now, what happened? So they just kept taking his wells away from him. And so the Lord led him to go over on the other side of that area, and he hit an underground aquifer. Amen. He hit an underground river.
Amen.
Whoa. And finally the king said, you know, we're going to have to ask you to leave. Now here's what the Chumash says. Now remember, there's famine in the land. We read this like it was in a few days, but this is over a period of time. The Chumash says the fruit trees had begun to bloom again. I'm in the place. It looks like the famine is over, but the famine is still there. The blessing of the Lord had superseded it. And when they ask him to leave, the Chumash says that the fruit trees dried up, the wells dried up, and they realize, we done messed up here. What happened? They invited God and his blessing to leave. This reminds you of anything about the United States? Well, you watch and see what I tell you. The blessing's coming back. And it's because of people like you and me that pray and seek the Lord. Now, when he came, they called him back in there and they said, we need to enter covenant with you. And this time he brought his commander-in-chief of the armed forces and said, we're going to see to it that nobody steals your stuff anymore. Amen. What did he say? We need you, man.
Amen.
They needed him.
Amen.
They needed God.
Yes. Amen.
This is what was happening in Macedonia. Can you see that? There was famine in the land. Grace energized these people to give. First, they just gave of themselves. They didn't have anything else. They sowed themselves. Why? So that the blessing of the Lord could put a stop to this famine in that area. That's a good place to shout right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It'll work right here in Washington, D.C. It'll work in Fort Worth, Texas. It'll work in Mexico City. It'll work anywhere. It's working in Nigeria right now. Bishop David Oyedepo, right there in one of the poorest. There was no middle class in Nigeria. You were big time rich or starving to death. Well, no middle class. And of course we didn't know him back there then, but he said I had no trouble with salvation. I had no trouble with healing. And he said, I had no trouble with baptism of the Holy Spirit. He said, but he said, I couldn't get the financial part of it. So he said, I got your book and got Miss Gloria's book. And he said, I'd fasted for 3 days and just read those books. And he said, I was reading Mama Gloria's book, and I had a visitation of the Lord. And he said, now see, these are African people that are very, very aware of blood covenant. Their covenants are not like ours here in the United States. When you make the covenant, you hire a lawyer to see that you can't get out of it. Make sure you can get out of it if you want to. But over there, nah, it's blood, bro. You can't get out of that. So he said, the Lord said to him, prosperity is not a promise. It is a covenant. And if you don't do your part, I am not obligated to it. You can beg and cry for money all you want to. He's not obligated. If you're not a tither. If you're not a sower. Can you see it?
Yes.
He's not obligated. Let me tell you something about God. Don't you know that he would like to come down and get you and hug you up real close and then just shake the snot out of you? Don't you wake up. I'm trying to make you rich, you dummy. Would you wake up? Yeah, that's literally the way he did me. Glory to God. That was what was happening in Macedonia. Break this famine. Break it.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord to come on the place. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the revelation of your economy and how it works and what your will is and what your desires are. Yours is the love kingdom. The love kingdom wants everybody to be extremely wealthy. Amen. The blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. Proverbs 10:22. And he adds no sorrow with it. That Hebrew word translated sorrow literally means toil. Toiling. You remember Jesus said, let's go fishing. Peter said, we have toiled all night long and caught nothing. Jesus said, you ain't never taken me fishing with you before. See, the blessing was in the boat. The blessing was in the boat. Took all the toil out of it. Oh, they were working, but they weren't toiling. They were laughing, man. They were, look at this. We had never seen a catch like this on this lake. Had never been one before. Every fish in the Galilee came up around those boats. Well, now, Brother Copeland, you don't know that. Oh, yes, I do. Fish don't disobey. Only people disobey. Every fish hit the side of that thing out there, man. Me, Jesus, me. Can I get in there, Jesus? Let me in the net. The master needs me. The master needs me. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.